And right now, it is time once again for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started right. And munching with us this morning, our very own co-host of the Wake Up Call Morning Show and station manager of Yes FM, Mr. Jeff Howe.
All right, I'm going to read from the book of Colossians, chapter 1. In Colossians, Paul praises the spiritual growth of the recipients because of their love for all the set-apart ones in Christ. It calls them to grow in wisdom and knowledge, that their love might be principal love and not sentimentally. So love with a purpose. So let's go to Colossians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to God's holy people in Colossae, the faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of the Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit given, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you might have great endurance and patience, and giving joyfully thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or authority, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile him to all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish, free of accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you, and I fill up my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's affliction for the sake of his body, which is the church. I have become its servant by the commission of God, by the commission God gave me to present you to the world of God, through the word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. Chapter, a great follow-up after, and some words of wisdom to get us through these times. And kind of one things that I got out of this is we need to really mature in our faith right now and during this season, because people need Christ. And if we are not living fully for Christ, they're not going to see Christ in us. So let's let Christ become fully resurrected in our lives so we can be the light of the world.
Amen. That's a good word for us, Jeff. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Well, Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for your grace that was demonstrated to us by sacrificing your Son, Jesus Christ, for us, Lord, that you loved us so much. And then grace abounds through what Christ did for us on the cross. And Lord, we just pray that we would be graceful to others around us, that gracefulness that comes from you. But stand firm in our faith, stand firm in your word, and be obedient to your word so we can be blameless and holy to those around us, that people will see a difference in us, will see the risen Christ in us, and that they can pass from death to life and be born again through Jesus Christ. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Jeff Howe munching with us this morning, sharing the word with us. And Jeff, in addition, as we mentioned, co-host here of the Wake Up Call Morning Show, but also station manager of Yes FM. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thank you.